Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. Final hour, the firm of Harris and Meringue. Coming up next, you will get Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour live on location with Luke Anderson. Am I correct on that, Jeffrey?
Last I heard, yes.
Live on location from Seattle.
Is there 14 segments, one for each run?
With Luke Anderson.
The Toronto Blue Jays scored?
Yeah, the way Luke builds that show, hell yeah, there might be. and then it's primetime from 3 to 7. Bonus coverage today on Thursday. You'll get recruiting with Andrew Nemec from 7 to 8. Wrapping up 14 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Coming up this hour, we'll have 10 toes down in 15 minutes. Get your questions in 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. We'll read those unequivocal answers to things you need help with. We will be here for you. But we'll start the big nooner here with old Lane Kiffin. Old Lane Kiffin, you know, we're going to have a conversation 10 toes down that someone has submitted about loyalty and fandom and stuff like that. I don't know the answer to this. This would be a terrible 10 toes down for question for me, but I don't know why, but all I know is I am rooting the ever-loving hell for Lane Kiffin. And I'm going to ask that question again that we asked, who was it that they played? LSU. Mm-hmm. It was going into the LSU game, and I said, a win for Lane Kiffin does what?
I hope you all had a shitty day.
Yeah, you too, Brian Kelly. And I think that the win in that made Ole Miss legit. I think is that what we settled on? If he goes into Georgia.
Between the hedges
and takes down the Bulldogs, who are a 7.5-point favorite, takes down Kirby Smart, whose team is showing vulnerability. I'm surprised the spread's that big. I think, that's a cosmic of Ole Miss looking ahead and almost dropping one to Wazoo.
Yep.
And B, not trusting Lane to win the big one. I'll go first on this. A win for Lane Kiffin puts this team in a national title contendership. I know they are now because they're a top six team and they're undefeated, but there's just something about Ole Miss, something about Lane Kiffin that people just don't want to get around. Look, he might have found his quarterback. He might have his quarterback. Hey, the quarterback he had last year wasn't too bad either.
No.
This team might be better than that.
And again, I'll use the stat that I've used 11 billion times. Ole Miss trailed last season for less than 2 minutes the entire year.
Well, okay, here's the question, though. So a win for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss means what? But let's look at the AP top 25, just even the top five. How many of those teams do you trust? You got Ohio State, Miami, Indiana, A&M, and Ole Miss.
I'll be honest. There's only one team in the top five that I trust.
Ohio State.
No.
Miami.
Miami. They've got Ohio State's got a freshman quarterback.
But it just
Miami's got a Mario Cristobal.
It just feels like one of those years where it's I don't want to say wide open, but that is not your typical top five.
8 to 12 teams where if you told me they were in the national title game, I'd say, okay. Which is insane.
But see, if Ole Miss drops this game to Georgia, they're still national title. They're still playoff contenders. Oh,
they're undefeated right now.
They can lose this game.
They have Oklahoma, South Carolina, then the Citadel, then Florida, Mississippi State.
What I'm telling you, dude, you get past Georgia, this is an undefeated team going into the playoff, going to the SEC title game.
I mean, you do go to Oklahoma.
I understand that, but dude, you tell them Oklahoma look great right now?
No, not at all.
I don't think Oklahoma could lose this week to South Carolina.
Sure.
And if they do, adios. You know, what's that hand look like for John Mateer? When does John Mateer start looking at the NFL draft?
Mm-hmm. Going, you know what? Maybe I should shut this down.
I don't know what it is, man, but I'm way into this Ole Miss thing. I'm way into it. I'm hook, line, sinker. I like the quarterback play. I love it when you beat Brian Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see some new blood in the SEC, and that's kind of the point of what Kiffin was talking about, too.
Minerals, vitamins.
The dynasties are over. Now that the dynasties in the SEC are over, is this his time? That's what they should be asking at LSU with Brian Kelly, and he's not delivering that. That's what you should be saying. LSU, look around. Bama and Georgia are vulnerable. This is the most vulnerable I've ever seen Georgia in the Kirby Smart era since they've been on top. And Lane can walk in there and smack him in the face. He could Cignetti them on Saturday.
And here's the thing. If he does, he'll let you know just like Cignetti does.
He will.
That's what I love about him.
He will.
But also, if he gets smacked around, he'll own it.
He will. If he gets smacked around, then Lane goes back to being Lane. And we're just, you know, you're almost there, little guy.
Interesting contrast. Lane's got a little bit of Lanning in the sense that great coach.
Mm-hmm.
All the energy, all the juice has taken a program up to another level. But when the spotlight has shone the brightest, he's fallen a little bit short.
In some of them, yeah. I mean, Dan's got, I think, a few more wins than Lane does in a good spot. But yeah, I see that. I mean, we also, who here has won the big games?
But that's kind of
today's landscape.
That's where I was going to go with that, is that we always talk about, you know, a coach's record against top five or top 10 teams or what, you know, whatever it ends up being. Outside of like Saban, everybody's record sucks.
It's the truth.
It's when you play really good competition and you've got really good talent on both ends, flip a coin, dog. Who's at home? Who does something weird?
Well, it's like when you get to, like, even NFL head coaches, some of the most successful ones, you look at their playoff records, and
Andy
a lot of
Reed.
Them are barely a little bit over 500 because guess what? You're playing the best of the best every time you're in the playoffs.
What's John Harbaugh done since Joe Flacco left?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. Just asking. Coming in on the text
line.
That
was the late 90s, right? When Flacco was there?
No, and somebody literally
that's a joke from Happy Hour yesterday.
Somebody texted in what Lane Kiffin is against top 25.
He's 11-24 against top 25. That's not a good look, bud.
No.
That's not a good look. And that's why when you look at like the playoff last year, that's why you're left out, man. Like people can sit here and make an argument for Alabama trying to get in last year, or the Alabama gets in over Florida State. You can make that argument because I've seen Alabama do that. And I hate the brand thing. And you know me if you listen to the show. I hate the brand thing. I would rather go back. I'd rather let metrics dictate and then let my eyeballs be the tiebreaker. But Lane will never get that benefit from a brand perspective. You beat LSU at home and Georgia on the road, my head starts turning a little bit. And I, for one, will be rooting for Lane. I will. There's no reason why we shouldn't be.
I mean,
Lane's a great redemption story, too. And the real question is, Is Lane on the Penn State train? Is Penn State a better job than Ole Miss? If Ole Miss beats Georgia this weekend, is Penn State a better job than Ole Miss? I don't know that.
Well, it is, but I don't think I can see Lane at Penn State.
Well, my biggest concern, too, is, well, someone put it on the text line yesterday that
I don't think Lane wants Penn State, if we're being honest.
What's Penn State's biggest problem? Offense. What's Lane Kiffin? Offense.
Here are.
But I worry if
Lincoln
Lane.
Riley?
What's up, buddy? I worry that if Lane were to leave the SEC, it would look like he's trying to get away from the SEC.
Here are the coaches in the SEC and Big Ten, their records against the top 25 in their career. Kalen DeBoer leads the SEC in winning percentage.
Now, doesn't shock me.
15-3 all time.
He wins big games.
Kirby Smart, 37-15.
15-3 for Kalen DeBoer. One of those is a natty.
Mm-hmm. Josh Heupel, 12-12. Brian Kelly, 35-37. Sark, 21-33. Venables, 4-7. Drink, 7-14. Lane Kiffin, like I said, 11-24. Mark Stoops, 14-31. Hugh Freeze, 10-32.
Oof.
Billy Napier, 5-18.
Oof.
Okay, now let's go to the Big Ten real quick. Ryan Day, again, this is where this is the separator.
Ryan Day had this thing for a long time.
Though. He's 24-9.
Ooh, that's a better stat than
Gangster
I thought.
Gangster shit indeed.
Dan Lanning, 10-6. Lincoln Riley, 18-15. And then Sharon Moore doesn't really have any. Jed Fish, 7-10. James Franklin, 17-26. Kirk Ferentz, 30-56. Brett Bielema, 23-45.
86 games for old Kirk Ferentz.
God, Kirk. PJ Fleck.
One for each year he's been alive.
Shiano, 4-32. Jonathan
Ouch.
Smith, 4-13. Matt Rhule, 2-22.
Ouch. Those are, some of those are bad, bad numbers.
This was going into the season, by the way. So Kirk Cignetti was 0-2. Cignetti, now 2-2.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. The Illinois game.
Mm-hmm. So there's four coaches that you're like, yep. And two of them have smaller sample sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's really only three.
It's Ryan Day,
Kirby Smart, and Kalen DeBoer.
And Kalen DeBoer. And Kalen DeBoer's sample size isn't giant either.
No, but it's 15-3.
He's just won huge games.
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
In 18 games, he's won 15 of them.
That's pretty nice.
So when you talk about the coaches at the top programs, Lanning's 10-6. Lincoln Riley's 18-15. Like, Sark is under 500.
Yeah.
Lane's under 500. James Franklin, under 500. The coaches who we all talk about as the best coaches in the country, Brian Kelly is two games under 500, 35-37. Like, that.
That's the most Brian Kelly stat ever, too.
Heupel.
Just meh.
Heupel, 12-12.
Mm. Wow.
You caught on.
Heupel's got that many games,
24
huh?
already.
Wow. The SEC will do that.
But
the SEC will do that.
But that's what I mean. There are three coaches in the two best conferences in college football that you can be like, yep. It's not common, and we talk ourselves into it being a common thing. It's not.
It's my game of the weekend. I got all my eyeballs on Ole Miss. That's my game of the weekend, other than my Cougs going to Virginia, of course. All right, when we come back, we'll get into 10 Toes Down. One of your last chances, 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well. Questions that we will give you unequivocal answers. We got some sports stuff. We got some life stuff. We'll get to those next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
there's no fence sitting here.
Sooner or later, man's gonna pick sides.
This is 10 Toes Down, where the firm picks a side and is all in.
They know where I'm at. 10 Toes Down.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM. The Fan.
All right, this is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. I think we're a double today. We're doing a daily double today. Because of you fine people out there. 503-864-6326. 10 Toes Down. The idea is you ask us a question. We will unequivocally give you an answer. No wishy-washy. No messing around. No sitting on a fence.
You definitely sound like when you say that, you're saying Mr. Washy-Washy.
Mr. Washy-Washy.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Wishy-washy. Mm. No wishy-washy. Mm. I will enunciate better. Properly enunciation.
Like when I have to try to say Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Wivalry week.
Mm-hmm. Wed wivel wivalry. Mm. Bubba talks that way sometimes, so I find it endearing.
A little Bubba Wawa.
I think it's a little cute. 10 Toes Down. All right. You want to get right into it with some sports or give me something soft?
Hit us. I always wanted hard.
10 Toes Down. Chicago-style pizza is better than New York-style.
Yes.
No.
I will take New York style. I don't love a ton of crust. I like the big long slice that you can kind of fold. That's how I want cheese and pepperoni. Now, if it's more toppings, you know, you're talking like mushrooms, peppers, sausage, olives, stuff like that. I want a little more girth.
If we're going with a loaded pie with a bunch of toppings, sure. But yeah, I think I'm with you there. If you got cheese, you got pepperoni, you got like one, maybe two toppings, New York style.
See, I'm a jalapeno and or bacon guy. And they just don't go good on the thin slice.
That's true. I love a good jalapeno, some hot honey, some sambal honey. When I used to work at the old barrel over there, they have you can put some sambal honey on there, like American style pie. Ooh, baby.
I'm going 10 toes down on the Chicago, but if you're giving me Detroit as the option, Detroit is the goat.
See, I'm 10 toes down on Detroit. If anytime I have Chicago style, I just want Detroit. So I'll go with New York on this.
Yeah,
I'll go with New York on this. A big one for you Oregon State fans. A big one for you Oregon State fans. 10 toes down. There are reports coming out that Ed Orgeron, is interested in the head coaching job at Oregon State. 10 toes down. You take Ed O. You take Big O at Oregon State. I mean, I know you got a ton of connections with Big O in his times at SC, being the bag man for Pete, basically. And he won a natty with maybe the most stacked roster in the history of college football.
Do you want juice and do you want recruiting?
Look, dude, do I know if Ed Orgeron can still coach in this game right now? I don't know that answer.
I honestly don't care.
I don't know if I care either, man.
Do you want juice and do you want recruiting?
Oregon State needs the splash. Mm-hmm. And that would do it.
Could you get him cheap?
Cheaper,
yeah.
For sure.
Could you get him for like $3.5 million a year?
Yeah, I think so. Probably a 5-year deal, though.
Oh, yeah, with a huge buyout.
Yeah.
With a big buyout. Yeah. I mean, hell, dude, even if it's year 4 and you're 6-6, dude, I'm down.
Look, when this
with
stuff,
Big O?
When we came into this season, the thing I said that they were
Johnson Johnson Go Beavers.
Look, the thing that I said that they were lacking is there's no identity, there's no juice.
They could use some pizzazz too.
Look, man, you put a mic in front of Ed O,
Big O talks.
It is going to be a stark difference between Jonathan Smith, Trent Bray to Ed O.
I mean, Riley.
They just need something.
Yeah. I wonder what let me ask you another question here, since we're all 10 toes down yes on this. What would Ed O do for the Pac-12's perception?
I think it helps.
I think no doubt it helps.
Look,
Ed O is in the Pac-12? That's a national champion coach. Look, things at LSU didn't end well for him there, but I mean, it's not like Brian Kelly's doing a great job there either.
Orgeron is one of the most dogged recruiters in the country and has been for 25 years.
Yeah.
If you want a guy who's going to go hit the trenches for you, that's him. Period. And he's going to bring juice, and you're going to get mad at X's and O's stuff. Hopefully you get good insight and get good coordinators, but also Ed's as a lifer. That's a guy that knows people who you're not going to go, well, we're going to try this, we're going to try this. Like, he's probably going to bring in dudes that are his dudes.
Yeah, he'll bring in nice assistants, that's for sure. He'll bring in smart guys.
So,
and that's what you needed. Like, I mean, Trent Bray's guys are woof.
Well, and the thing is, even if even if Orgeron can bring in like good, smart guys, you got to remember too that the budget that Oregon State is currently working with, that's not a Power Four budget.
Totally. Anymore. But if Ed just wants to itch the scratch and coach, he might find guys that just want to itch the scratch and coach. That doesn't mean they're not super smart. It might be just guys that were ready to call it a day. I'm in my 60s. I've made a couple mil and I'll go hang out with them Tigers.
Are we talking a potential Ed Orgeron, Oregon State, and staff being basically a Corvallis version of like the Bad News Bears?
Yeah, maybe, dude. Bunch of old USC bros. Just a bunch of his guys from back in the day. They're like, hey, you remember how we had them? Remember how we had to have them McDonald's bags? Well, now we just sign letters. The president signs the check. We don't even have to fight this no more, Gold Beavers.
It's like Ron Burgundy going and getting the crew back together after a couple of years, right?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Give me Edo. Now I'm jealous that Edo's available. I just talked myself in firing Jimmy Rogers and go get Edo. Edo would hate Pullman. He would hate that town.
Oh, yeah, he would. Well, which I guess begs... sorry, that's an improper use of that phrase because I hate it when people use phrases improperly. But yes, if Ed O would hate Pullman, how much is he going to like Corvallis?
Well, Corvallis is only an hour from Portland, okay? Pullman's an hour from Spokane. Big difference here, amigo.
Fair point.
As someone who has lived in both cities, big difference. I've lived in three of those cities.
That's fair.
I would rather live in Corvallis and drive an hour back to Portland than the great city of Pullman.
What do you think Ed O would think of the Oregon coast and the Pacific Ocean?
He'd be like, why is it so cold out here? Mm-hmm. I see the beach and I don't see the beach not seeing me. Go Beavers.
So before the season, there was this idea, this adage that Ed Orgeron wanted to get back into coaching, be a head coach. They had his best fits. Number one was Arkansas. Number two was Oklahoma State. When I say Arkansas and Oklahoma State, are those, you know, big power schools in big cities and big markets?
No, but they're Power Four schools.
I know, but just think about that. If I said, if I
Fayetteville
if I roll this back 10, 15 years, not Oklahoma State, because they're better then. But, you know, the idea of
that. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Does that not feel similar to Oregon State?
Sure, of course it does. I mean, very few colleges in this country are in giant cities.
I mean, honestly, USC is, and Miami are...
Columbus is good size.
Yeah, it's true.
Seattle
Columbus is
for
a
UW.
Lot bigger than...
But there's more Corvallises and Eugenes. Yeah. I mean, Ann Arbor is large for a college town, but it's still a college town.
Oxford,
Tuscaloosa. Mississippi, Tuscaloosa. Dude, if the University of Alabama is not good at football, I don't even know what Tuscaloosa is.
I mean, Georgia, but Athens is adjacent.
Yeah,
so.
But it's not Atlanta.
No. But yeah, there's not a ton of those. And so, yeah, I think he'd be fine there. Hell, dare I say, I'm talking myself into it. 10 toes down. I am 100% in on it.
100% in on this. 10 toes.
Yeah.
Dude, what if we could get Edo in studio, you and me?
Oh, dude, don't
I would just grovel
don't
to him.
Threaten me with a good time.
I would just grovel to him. I just want to learn how you talk like that.
I just want to go out and have whiskey and cigars with Edo.
Last real quick, 10 toes down before we get to the next segment. We'll read some of your thoughts. 10 toes down, better voice, Edo or me?
Ed.
Ooh.
Ed.
Well, but he's got the mouthful of marbles, too.
And he's got the Cajun accent, despite not being Cajun.
By the way, I just had an angry brand man come in and say, how the hell have none of you yet uttered the words Orgeron State?
Oh, dude, that's why that guy just sidelines. That's why he's my boss right there.
Right?
That's why he's my boss.
Oh, man.
All right, we come back. We'll continue 10 toes down as we do it every single Thursday. We got a little bit of a good in here, and I'll read some more of yours. Last call if you want to throw this out. But first, we'll toss it to the Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're sitting here in 10 Toes Down, as we do every single Thursday at 12:15. Boy, that Ed Orgeron thing has got me spicy right now. Got me real spicy.
Spicy like a Louisiana hot sauce?
Like an etouffee with a good hot sauce. I want some gold tartars.
Oh, now I want gumbo.
Yeah, dude. Dude, Cajun food is great. Like, Ed O did not need help getting bigger than he is.
But no, he did not.
But that Louisville cooking, that's what my mom always said. My mom always loved Andy Reid in Philly. She was a big McNabb guy. And she would just criticize Andy Reid all the time. And when he got fired, she was like, good, lay off the cheesesteaks, bro. Then he got hired in Kansas City. She was like, he got ribs and he looked like the Kool-Aid man. It was hilarious.
I tell you what, for being a super white girl raised most of her life in here, Oregon and Idaho and Minnesota, my wife can make a wicked gumbo.
I'm sure she can. Where do we go here? Oh, I liked this one. 10 Toes Down. Where does team loyalty come from? Do you like a team or a particular player? Along the aspects of, like, what gets you going? You know, why you cheer for a college team that's not your alma mater, things like that.
I mean, I have two that I root for, the Blazers and the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
First ever NBA game I ever went to was a Blazers-Lakers game at the Forum, and Clyde Drexler gave Lakers hands. And I just happened to move here. Mm-hmm. But I was a Blazers fan because I watched him stunt on the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, the 10 toes for me on this, it's all about emotion. It's all about the emotional connect.
Or you can indoctrinate your children like Dirt is currently doing with Smudge. Like
my kids have that with Blue, with Go Blue.
Yeah.
Maize and Blue in Michigan.
Indoctrination's
my
a hell
kids
of a drug.
Love Bluey too.
But indoctrination's a hell of a drug. But you can also push back against it because my whole family's Dodgers fans.
Yeah.
First game I ever went to was a Dodgers-Cardinals game, and that Ozzie Smith doing backflips.
Yeah,
it
incites an emotional relationship to you. I grew up a Pacers fan because Reggie is my guy. Every time I watch Reggie shoot the ball, I was like, dude, I like this guy. I'm a Liverpool guy. First real EPL game I ever watched was a Liverpool-Chelsea game, and I had no skin in the game. My buddy had no skin in the game, and I just said, who's that number eight guy on Liverpool? And my buddy goes, that's Steven Gerrard. He's one of the best midfielders in the world, and it was like, boom. I think for me, it's a player thing. Player thing in a lot of stuff, but let's take college football, for example, where my team doesn't play the same sport as, like, your team does, for example. So I'm a coach guy. Same with college basketball.
Sure.
You know, I've never really cared for Calipari, so I've never really been a Kentucky guy. I like K more than Roy Will, so I was more of a Duke than a North Carolina guy.
But also,
I
love Duke. Like Cincinnati. We were talking about this yesterday off air. Huggy?
Huggy.
Love me some Huggy Bear.
West V Huggy, Cincinnati Huggy,
yeah,
love Huggy.
All about it. So it's funny you bring up Reggie Miller. I had a friend that I grew up with named Kristen, middle school and high school, and she was a huge Reggie Miller and Pacers fan.
Love Reggie.
She was a hooper growing
Davis
up.
Davis boys, Smiths.
She went to a Blazers game. This is seventh grade, if I remember right. She went to a Blazers game, and she wore a Reggie Miller jersey, and I think she was sitting like right by the tunnel. Reggie gave her—remember Reggie used to play with the finger band? had his number on it, gave her like that, his wristbands. I might have given her his shoes because she was cheering for him like the entire game. And I remember her coming to school wearing what he gave her. And she was like,
flex among flex, dude, among flex.
I remember this very clearly, and this was 30 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, that connection, like, I can still picture the smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it is, man. It's that connection, that hook, that pull. And a lot of times it's regional because it's what you see, it's what you know, it's what pulls you into it. Like, how many kids are 15 to 21 right now, or looking at Damian Lillard coming back to the Trailblazers and their formative years where Dame hitting shots against Houston and hitting the shot against the OKC.
In middle school and high school, and now you're an adult in the workforce.
And you're just like, that's my guy. Yeah. I mean, they held a rally for him and 15,000 people showed up, and he's not playing this year.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's like that hook that gets into you, it's there. And that's how you get, you know, I saw in England, they had the English fans, like, there was one guy who was a Bills fan. He's like, yeah, I became a fan of the Bills because they were good in the early 90s. And then I watched them lose 4 Super Bowls, and I'm still a very, very, very sad Bills fan. And I think he was also like a Tottenham fan. I was like, oof.
Oh, buddy.
That's tough.
That's a rough world to live in.
Well, the Bills are pretty good. Tottenham Bills, that's probably right about on par.
That's kind of there.
That's like, you have, like, you're, there's also a draw to certain teams.
10 toes down, as a nervous Mariners fan, if we lose tonight, we will lose the series. Absolutely not.
I tell you what, dude, that'll be...
Absolutely
there
not.
There will be a huge pucker factor going into game 5.
And I will not be one of those guys. You've got too talented of a rotation, too good of a bullpen, and too many dudes. There is no way. No way. This might be one of the more 10 toes I've ever put down in my entire life. There is no way this team loses the series because they lose tonight.
Both feet firmly planted on the ground, standing up out of the chair.
You're about to make someone
real
sad.
What about the Mariners' past makes you believe in them?
Exactly. You blow this game, you're cooked, because the demons of the past will haunt you. You have to go full-on Red Sox down 3-0.
It's not very nice.
To conquer. Like, you might get it. You might get it, but you are the exception to the rule in a once-in-a-century situation.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It's baseball, man.
Win the game.
It just makes everything even. It just means you got 3 games left to play. It's baseball. Shake it off. People lose all the time. Come on, coward. Don't call me a coward.
I'm going the other way of coward. You're going full cowardly lion right now. You're trying to put on a brave face.
No, I'm not at all. No, I just believe in baseball, and I just think this Mariners team is more talented. And in the end, talent usually wins.
Does it?
It does, usually.
In baseball?
Usually in all sports.
I disagree.
Hey, I left an opening there. Usually it happens.
I would say in baseball and football, talent wins out the least.
Oh, I don't know about that. We'll do that in closing arguments. Save that.
I think when you get like to the postseason, like in the NHL, that's when it's just like riding a hot goalie.
Yeah.
That is true. I'll back you on that.
I'd say the NBA is king. The NBA is king where talent wins out. Like, just go look at who's won titles. Yeah. It's not even close. The NFL, how many Super Bowl winners have we had where you're like, holy crap. A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Let's put a bun in that. Okay. We'll do it for closing arguments. One last one before we get out of 10 toes down. I find this a fascinating conversation. F1 deserves more airtime when we hit that sports dead zone after the Super Bowl. I'm going to say no, and it is not because I am anti-F1 or Formula One or IndyCar or stock car or NASCAR. It's because there's such a large part of that sport. If we lump it in as a sport that I don't understand, I'm not a car guy, so I don't like understand why, you know, certain engines do this and CCs do that, to where I think I can learn a lot more about how an offensive line protects, or how the third line outbeats the third line in hockey, or how, you know, your attacking defensive holding midfielder can get forward and create chances. I think I can understand that a little bit more than I can shocks
cargo fast.
Cargo fast. Yeah, and pistons and things like that.
I like F1. It is not a fringe sport for me. Like, pickleball or something along those lines, I will get down with some F1 for races that I'm interested in. But also, that's post-trade deadline, and the NBA is shining. Get off my porch! Stop trying to prioritize things that aren't as important as basketball.
Well, that's to you.
Nah!
That's to you. You know, my best friend does this to me all the time, and I have to remind him. And I will remind this to you, Danny. Just because you like it
la, 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 la,
doesn't
la, la,
mean
la, la, la.
We have to like it. All right, that'll do it for us in 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. When we come back, we'll get let's get into that. That talent doesn't always win out in football and baseball. I'm going to push back on that. We'll finish up the day there. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is Closing Arguments to send you on your day. I hope you have a great one tonight. Blazers are on tonight, although you can't watch it on TV in a shocking development.
You can watch it on stream.
Are we skipping your bit?
We are. Mm. It's over. It's dead. Adios. It's dead.
Holy catfish!
Congratulations,
Rusty. Caught him off guard.
You outlasted.
I had a drop ready and everything.
The standoff, and you won, Rust.
I was gonna, like, I was ready for you to do that, and I was going to fire off this one.
Fart hammer.
Shout out Jeremiah.
A little pub here for the Fan Sports Network today. Luke Anderson will be live from Seattle as he's going to the Mariner game tonight for the happy hour from 2 to 3, so catch that. And then Lanning joins the program on primetime at 4 o'clock today, so make sure you tune in to that. I wonder if Rop will ask him any questions about Indiana, because Lanning is so done talking about Indiana.
Oh boy, yeah. You know? If you caught any of Ducks Insider yesterday afternoon,
he was done talking about
Indiana.
He was so grumpy.
Isaac Rop's the best in the business for a reason. I imagine whatever he does will be tactful and the smart move.
I have a feeling Isaac can read the room.
I have a feeling he can too. So tune in for Dan Lanning at 4 o'clock. There as well. But you brought up this point where you're talking in 10 Toes Down about how talent doesn't always win in the NFL and Major League Baseball. And I'm trying to think back about a time in baseball of recent where the best team didn't win.
Have the Dodgers won every World Series over the last 5 years?
No. No, but just because the paper says they're the best doesn't mean they were the best team like going into the playoffs.
Okay.
See, that's the question. Is it what you look like on paper, or is it who's the best team going into it? Because I would argue the best team going into the playoffs this year in Major League Baseball are the Seattle Mariners and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And they are on a collision course to do it.
Okay, were the Washington Nationals the best team in baseball in 2019?
No.
Were the Cubs the best team in 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Were the Royals the best team in 2015?
Yes, after the trade deadline acquisitions, yes.
The Giants, their World Series is, I think you can say that.
I actually might push back the other way.
I'd say their early one, no.
No, they beat Texas and Detroit. Mm-hmm. Texas twice and Detroit, is that what it is? My brain serves me right. I think some of those Texas teams were better. That Detroit pitching staff was Porcello, Scherzer, Verlander. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a fourth that I'm missing.
Yeah.
He's the dude that flamed out in Washington, Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, yeah.
Yeah.
How about the White Sox in 2005?
No, not at all.
And this is just in the last 20.
That Astros team was really good.
This is just in the last 20 years. I can rattle off 10.
That's fair. And on the fan text line 503-864-6326, Eli Manning versus undefeated Patriots.
Yeah.
Is the only case study you need for football. I guess for me, maybe it's just my memory of the game itself,
sure,
whether it's the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals, that the game itself, the team that should win tends to.
Mm-hmm.
You have exceptions. Were the Diamondbacks better than the Yankees in 2001? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. But in that World Series, they were.
Yeah. Well, and then again, it's the whole getting hot thing.
Yeah, I don't want to cry semantics, but maybe once you put the data in front of me, you're like, look, new data, new opinions. Mm-hmm. Once you put the data in front of me, I definitely see it in a different light.
The NBA, to me, is the only one. It's the only one.
Yeah.
Very, very, very rarely.
And does
the best team lose in the NBA?
And I would argue that makes some trouble for the NBA. The regular season.
It's why Indiana doing what they almost did last year was such a big deal.
Yeah, and that watching regular season NBA is tough for a lot of people for that reason. Like, I know who's going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know who's good. I guess I would rather, I think I would rather have this in baseball and NFL than I would in basketball.
And NHL
things,
too.
Keeps things interesting. Look, NHL is wild.
I mean,
that's,
look,
that's a spin the chamber sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
although the last couple of years, the best team has won.
Sure. But I mean, when my, King,
the path.
When my Kings were winning Stanley Cups, Jonathan Quick had one of the greatest runs of a goalie in NHL history. They were a really good team. They were not the best team on the planet good going into that.
I guess I forget that the path is a lot more rocky than the actual finale.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, I'd have to look back and think, how many Super Bowls did I watch where the better team didn't win?
How about Lamar or Josh falling short?
Yeah.
Burrow. You know?
Yeah.
How many
times is that Bengals team better than that Rams team? Maybe. That Stafford won with?
Most gut-wrenching loss of my NFL life. The Raiders against the Patriots. The Raiders were the best team in football.
The Raiders were the better team, and they proved it because they went to the Super Bowl the next year.
The Blazers against the Lakers.
Were the
Western
better
Conference
team.
Finals. The Blazers were the best team in basketball that year.
Yeah.
And then
they would have smoked my Pacers the next year.
Good Lord.
Absolutely smoked my Pacers. It's such a funny thing. Maybe that's why we love sports so much, you know? Unpredictability nature. If we knew it was going to happen every single time, would we even suit up for the day?
It's fun. I like it.
Blazers preseason tonight. You ready for the last one? And then you got to start working, dude.
Yep.
You actually got to start working.
Yeah, post-game show starts up on 22nd.
Sorry, bud.
I get a whole week. Whole week.
So that's kind of weird. So what happens in the middle, like after these preseason games? Just practice?
Practice.
Just practice?
Yep.
Scrimmages?
Also, apropos of nothing, even though there's no local TV coverage tonight, the NBA League Pass, I believe it's free during the preseason if you have like Xfinity. So just do a quick little search. It's up somewhere like in the 3,000 numbers
or
something.
Or if you have Blazer Vision, the stream will be on there.
Well, that was Closing Arguments, brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit BetLeskinLaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll have some final takeaways from Blazer preseason for you. And it's just an absolutely loaded slate in college football and the NFL. Mariners will play again tonight.
Yeah.
Things are going to get real wild. We'll get your final thoughts on the Ducks taking on Rutgers tomorrow. Sunday night, Monday night football is really dope, dude. Just a great, great week. And then I'm going to ask the question again. What does a loss for Brian Kelly do?
Well, he's not going to get fired yet.
Yet. I just saw this. Cleveland, Miami.
I hope y'all had a shitty day.
You too, Brian Kelly. Cleveland, Miami is probably the worst game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There's potentially 50 to 60 mile an hour winds in that game.
Oh God.
Does that make that game?
It's in Cleveland, right? So it's coming off the lake.
Does it make it better or worse? Because look, we love a sloppy football game. If it's snowing, if it's raining.
Well, what does Miami never do well in?
Never. What does Tua never do well in?
Can I go back in my picks?
Well, I don't know.
I just made my picks.
I don't gamble.
I already submitted it.
I know. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's why I don't gamble, man.
I would have known that one.
Too many factors scare me away. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you for joining us. I hope you have a great evening tonight. Some decent little sports on the schedule. And we will catch you tomorrow at 10 a.m. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.